fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is off on jury duty, so naturopathic doctor extraordinaire Holly is, hello, if you're able to sneak in a listen, we miss you. We're going to get you back soon. Sugar therapy prevents vaccine tears. According to the Cochrane Review, of 14 studies pertaining to the pain-killing qualities of sugar, babies that are fed sugar solutions prior to receiving an injection cry less than those that drink water. It's amazing because I work hard for a living, and I'm wondering who gets paid to do studies on giving kids sugar. 14 studies that we are giving kids sugar to find out about pain. It's a little bit disturbing, isn't it? I mean, just on the surface of it, are we really going to come out with a drug version of sugar to give the kids? It's going to be the Pfizer sugar pill or sugar in water, and then we're going to give them the pain thing. I know we don't want kids to cry during vaccines, and I'm not completely anti-vaccine. I think that there's a place for some of them. We've done a lot of shows on them. Please feel free to scan through those shows. But I just wanted to go a little into how we are managing to navigate these over-injections. I don't want to get too judgmental, but how we are trying to navigate the fact that we're giving 10 different shots before the age of two to kids, and that's such a big problem, and the screaming is such a big issue that now we are running research studies on sugar in order to help ease their pain. Maybe we need to look at the entire system. If we move on a little bit, most of the studies are reviewed, including a well-known 2010 study for The Lancet, and The Lancet is one of the big four. When we look at the big four, we look at JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, we look at British Medical Journal, we look at Lancet, and we look at New England Journal of Medicine. So it's one of the big four. Assess the use of oral sucrose as an analgesic for drug pain in infants. Used in infants' length of crying as a measure of pain. However, some studies, such as they gave infants sugar-coated pacifiers throughout the vaccination procedures. And what they did is they monitored facial reactions. Are you hearing a little sarcasm, listeners? Why? No, I don't want kids to be in pain, but I also don't want kids getting autistic. Now, I am not saying for the record here, lawsuit people, that vaccines cause autism. I do think there's a relationship between vaccines and autism. I think when you look at countries that got rid of vaccines up until the age of five and the autism numbers dropped, I think that that's a very clear indication. But it's not the main issue. The issue with autism does have to do with digestive tract and gut. Listeners, this isn't an autism show, but get those kids on the probiotics. Our three-year-old is getting good gut stuff every single day. Please protect these kids' gut. But when we're giving them sugar with the vaccines, this isn't really sarcastic anymore. It might be medical. Let me explain. Okay, just again, to do a quick review, what we are talking about is sugar-coated pacifiers or sugar pacifiers that kids suck on while they're getting shots, or giving kids sucrose, which is the common sugar, mixed in water just before they get vaccines in order to calm the crying. We have done a lot of studies on these things. Let me explain what we're worried about with autism. We know there's a gut issue with it. We are pretty sure there's a metals issue with it. There is a vaccine portion to it. There is a B vitamin, specifically methylcobalamin and other methyl donors like folic acid deficiency and maybe a cysteine deficiency. And it seems like when this soup gets all mixed up, kids will start to express autism. Yes, I do not believe autism is genetic. I believe it is acquired. One of those pieces that is almost irrefutable at this point, almost irrefutable. Now in medicine, I mean, that's huge. That's almost a 99% correlation. That's like saying we're not exactly sure there's a moon, but even though we've been on it and we look at it every day, we can't absolutely prove that it's there. So we're talking about gut health and gut biotics and the bugs in the gut being we think it is a big part of autism. We're that certain. It's like the moon. Okay. So we know it's a part of it. When you're giving kids sugar, it goofs up in a negative way their gut health. So what are we doing here? This isn't just about pain here, okay? We're giving them the vaccines. There's all sorts of controversy about whether it links to autism. We do know that vaccines, by the way, tend to kill off our kids' natural bacteria, meaning that we are creatures that want to cut a 90, 100-year deal with bacteria. Bacteria, you get to live on our bodies and our intestines, but please keep it the friendly stuff, the stuff that protects our skin and helps us digest our food. And don't let the bad bugs in, like strep and pseudomonas and those kinds of things. Just have the good streps and just the good protective bugs. We cut that deal. We hope to get about 90 years, and the bacteria eventually wins and digests us up, just for the record. But if we get 90 years out of it, we don't have infections. We did real well. When we're giving kids vaccines, we are wiping out their natural flora. That has been studied and researched. We are very, very certain that this occurs. Then what are we doing? We're immediately giving them the absolute enemy of the intestinal tract, and that's white sugar. White sugar feeds all the wrong bugs. Intestines are a petri dish. Whatever you put in there, you'll grow those bugs. If you put white sugar in, you're going to grow things like Candida albicans, which isn't even a good bug. It's a mold or a yeast, and you're going to grow all these wrong critters. What we might want to be looking at is, with vaccines, giving kids acidophilus and probiotics. Look, I don't want kids to cry, but this is a really bad idea. Okay, if you understand the links and all the research in autism, this is a really, really bad idea. And I'm sorry, pediatricians out there, I don't want your kids to scream and suffer. But you are, when you're giving vaccines, you are wiping out protective gut bacteria, and then you're giving them sugar at the same time, which will grow all the wrong bacteria. Pediatricians, you have to understand that when these things go south, they don't end up seeing you. They see guys like me. They see guys like Dr. Jim Sensenig, who's a member of Doctors Autistic Network. Now, am I saying that the sugar pacifier or the drinking of the sucrose along with the vaccine is going to give them the autism? No, nobody can say that, okay? You just, medicine and science doesn't work that way. However, is it a really bad idea? Is it like your 12 or 13-year-old boy, you know, climbing over a barbed wire fence? He'll probably be okay, but he also might cut his arm off or do get real bad stitches. Yeah, it's like that. You know, I can't tell your 12 or 13-year-old boy for sure that he's going to cut himself, but I can tell you that it's a really, really bad idea, and you're really putting him at risk. Listeners, as a naturopathic doctor, the gut is one of the things we always get back to as a fundamental. And science keeps growing to meet our profession. As of late, in the last 2 years, studies show that type 2 diabetes is one of the primary causes, apparently, is gut, and that there's certain bacteria in the gut that set it off. When you look at heart disease, we now know that there's this reaction with carnitine and this TMAO level that places like Cleveland Heart Lab are measuring, and that might be the link to heart disease, or one of the links why red meat causes heart disease. We're going to get back to the gut for almost any chronic condition that's going to come about. In conclusion, I don't want kids to suffer either, but if you're going to give your kid vaccines, please do not give your child white sugar before or during a vaccine. Love your child enough to give that child good probiotics, good bacteria. At least then you might be able to counter some of the effects of the vaccines and give your child the best chance to get the good things out of vaccines and not be affected by the bad vaccines. I'm sorry your child's going to cry a little bit more, but we need this child to graduate college and have normal schooling. And that's what we're going to do here at Radio MD. We're going to give you both sides of the story and give your kids the opportunity to stay well.